world of real and virtual auto sport meets. Mad Sim Racing Media presents the Into the Apex podcast.
And this is the Into the Apex podcast for Mad Sim Racing and MadSimRacing.com. Tyler Beeman here with Bradley Beeman, and Bradley is on location at Charlotte Motor Speedway at the Roval. We're actually in between the Xfinity race, which just finished late into the evening, and the start of the IMSA race at the Roval, which will go a little bit later into the night now. And Bradley, what are you experiencing there after one race in the rain in the Xfinity series?
I can tell you, if you can hear me over the music right now, it was, as they kept telling us over the PA and over the radio, they were screaming a historical event because it was the first time they've ever brought the rain tires out. Admittedly, I haven't followed the NASCAR series too recently, but my understanding is they developed the rain tire last year and didn't have to use it. So when they told us on the loudspeaker, they stored them safely for a year and then brought them out to this race, and they used both sets tonight. But it's been a cold, windy, and rainy day here. Part of the hurricane that was coming through. A lot of wrecks, a lot of cautions. It caused the race to go late. So now the end of the race has been bumped back an hour. They pulled the cars up on pit lane and are working on them right now. So it's the first time we've seen those. Looks like the pit stalls are still getting some up.
Yeah, I'm watching some of the pre-show now in the background on NBC Sports, and they're interviewing, looks like, Townsend Bell right now. Things are a little bit late. I think the race was supposed to be underway right now. AJ Allmendinger won the Xfinity race, and it was chaotic. One thing they were saying on the broadcast on NBC was how dark it was for the Xfinity cars without headlights or anything like the IMSA cars have. That it was really dark in the infield portion. Obviously, the NASCAR corners were well lit with the natural lighting that's part of the track, but the infield they were talking about being really dark. Were you seeing that there in person? Did it seem really, really dark as the cars disappeared into turn one?
Oh, yeah, definitely did. Definitely you could tell the difference between the lit portion of the track and from the infield. From my position, I can't see a lot of that infield part, just at the elevation there. But you could tell how dark it was for those guys. And you could see, especially at the night, you could see from my position in and see the light gauges inside the cars. That's how dark it was and how much contrast there was. They do have for the IMSA portion, and they did turn them on for the end of the Xfinity. I think after some complaints and feedback from the IMSA drivers, they've set up some makeshift, looks like generator-powered light towers at a couple places in the infield, so they can see their braking and apex points. But a good, that last part before it goes back onto the oval corner is all dark, so they'll have to rely on their headlights tonight. And I think one of the complaints earlier was that there was some glare from the giant TV screen here. You can imagine driving through busy city streets at night. You know how visible the road is with the reflection of the lights on the rain. So you can only imagine how difficult that's going to be.
Yeah, you probably didn't hear it, but you nailed it with the giant screen. Obviously, it's cool for the oval and when it's dry. But AJ Allmendinger, he mentioned all of that in his Victory Lane interview for the Xfinity race. He mentioned the darkness of the infield. He's basically said he couldn't see almost anything, though, the way he was describing it. He was just hoping for the best going through the in part, and also the glare of the giant screen on the wet track. It seemed like there was maybe a little bit of fogging up. The windshield wipers, several of them were breaking or just bending and not wiping correctly. It just seemed like a lot of the guys were flying in the blind there for a lot of the race.
Yeah, I will tell you right now, the rain is picking up a little bit here. It was at a standstill, and now it's more visible, and I'm starting to get a little more wet here.
Are you? Yeah. The Grand Sedans. Yeah, I'm seeing on the pre-show, I just saw some drivers getting into their GTE cars in the IMSA, so it looks like they might be doing some laps here soon. I'm sure any minute, because they're supposed to be underway, actually, I think, or they were supposed to be underway. What are you seeing out there?
I really can't see that, but our understanding is it's going to be 9:05 is when the race will start here.
I see, yeah. How are the cars looking? What cars do you have eyes on now? Do you have eyes on any of the GTE cars in pit lane?
Yeah, most of them are lot of them are lined up here. Of course, there's only 18 cars tonight, so they don't take up the entire length of their road. Looks like leading off here. I do see the drivers now getting into the two Corvettes. Two team Corvettes are one and two in the pit order towards the end of pit road. I see the Ferraris and a few others. I do not see the BMWs from my position right now.
Yeah, the BMW GT, that was one I know you were aiming to see. That we in general, as Mad Sim Racing, we were hoping to have you grab some pictures of the BMW GTEs. That'll be our car that we'll be running. A few of us at the Roval and the IMSA Triple Crown Series that'll kick off tomorrow on iRacing.
And they are starting the cars and taking a couple. Oh, there's the BMWs. There's a BMW and a Mercedes. The cars are being started and rolling out right as we speak.
Very good. Hopefully we'll catch
some. You might be able to hear those engines. I see the 24 BMW and the other BMW.
Yeah, we got them.
Hopefully you're catching some of that.
Yeah, I'm catching some of it. And if they'll turn down the music a little bit, just keep it open for a little. Let's listen to that.
That is a beautiful sound. They sound so much better than the NASCAR.
Yeah, I agree with that. They sound, and each one sounds unique, too.
And you can see the two Porsches, I believe it is. The Porsches have LED lights covering the entire top with the position numbers all lit up on the side. These are definitely cars built for this type of racing.
How do the LEDs look? I know you're crazy. Our team members on Mad Sim Racing know how crazy you are about making sure that our LED strip light color is correct once we do our endurance races. Is everything looking good at night?
You see, yeah, it looks beautiful. The contrast and the darkness, I mean, that's what it's made for. These cars are a lot better suited for this type of racing as the Turner Motorsports BMW goes out now. Looks like most of the cars are out and they're moving at a race pace. I'm not exactly sure if they're just getting practice in or what's going on, but they're moving at a race pace.
So I take it in person, it's much more interesting to look at the GTE cars and IMSA cars than it is kind of the stock cars.
Oh yeah, they're definitely moving a lot faster. Xfinity cars, for sure the downforce is a lot greater. I'm sure the tires are probably better formulated because they're used to racing this type of thing. The majority of that field earlier was not used to racing these conditions. You could see I was positioned here past the start finish line. You could see even the leaders they get a little squirrely when they jump on the gas.
It's a little loud there now. I definitely could hear, and I could hear you somewhat, but definitely hear the engines. Now I'm seeing live pictures on NBC Sports, and it looks like it is raining pretty heavily there as they're showing some footage of pit road and some of the cars warming up out there.
They didn't make a full lap around me. They just took most of the lap and then came back in. I wouldn't be surprised if IMSA didn't ask them to go out and test the conditions. I don't know if that's even the same, but definitely they were doing something.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier about you being there, and it was just a little bit insane with the Xfinity, and we know how in iRacing what it's like to drive a stock car at a road course. I was just actually pulling laps at Sonoma for Cyber Thunder Pro Cup just to try to get warmed up for that race on Thursday. But driving any of the stock cars in iRacing at any road course is like driving on ice. It doesn't want to turn right. It doesn't want to brake right. And then you jump in a GTE and it just feels right. You can push the edge. And I imagine we'll see a little bit more of you. Would you think we'll see a more disciplined race in the IMSA race at this track, even if it keeps raining like it is?
I mean, there's definitely a different vibe when these guys came out on the track. The one they have had lights, the cars are much better looking. But the vibe
right
when they came out is, I mean, this is like the major league stepping up to the minor leagues that we just watched. It looks like what they've done is they just took a lap around to come back from pit road, and then they're parking the cars diagonally. So the headlights are actually shining right in the eyes.
Interesting. So what's it still? Is it still raining? Would you say it's a downpour there that they're in right now, or just kind of a steady rain?
It's raining steady. It's a little less than it was just a minute ago. And they're covering the cars up now. So it's raining enough where they're going to run for sure right now. If it gets any heavier, maybe not. Even the Cup cars are running under these conditions right now. Problem only arises when it's a heavy, heavy, heavy rain and the water starts pulling up. You can see a bit of splash around.
Yeah, I see TV footage is obviously a little bit behind real time. I'm seeing the cars come around like we just heard, and they're showing the BMW sideways in pit road. Everything's looking sharp. So the Triple Crown, I don't think you're going to race tomorrow in the IMSA Triple Crown race, but that was something that was just announced this week that our team's going to do. I think we've got the Roval tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. In 2 weeks, I believe it's Laguna Seca, and they're going to do a few races. That was something interesting that IMSA announced, the official IMSA series announced with iRacing this week, and it's just going to be an hour-long single-driver series. But IMSA's really, really well into iRacing at this point, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think most of the teams are saying BMW and Porsche are all in on iRacing. That's what you get. You have now with Corvette on board, almost all of the manufacturers except for I think it's Acura. And I think that's about it. Remind me, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sitting here freezing and soaking wet. But to my mind, only one of the few GTE cars we have yet received is the Acura.
Yeah, and
GTB, I can't think of it now.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you're lacking right there are the prototypes, and I don't think that. Can you imagine having prototypes on that circuit on the Roval with these GT cars?
It wouldn't be possible. The track is so tight, and those high speed areas are just not high speed enough. I think it's perfectly suited for the GT element M and GTD, but I don't know about the LMPs.
Yeah, we had enough trouble at Road Atlanta, as tight as that place is, and unforgiving, mixing the prototypes and the GT cars. We had two teams racing at Road America, another somewhat tight track tonight, and one of our groups was an LMP, the other was in GT. Our LMP car was knocked out of the race very early, and the GT car, I think, got knocked around yet again by LMP cars. At least at some point in the race, according to what I've heard so far from our guys, which I think they're just wrapping that up now. But it's tough running multi-class in any of these races.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm not going to be able to do any kind of racing this week. Just barely been following what they've gotten on there. It looks like they had some trouble at the beginning. I know I'm setting my sights on to... actually, at the Roval, this track, after being here, I want to participate in some of those events this week. I think IMSA, one of the series, is actually going to be at the Roval this coming week.
Yeah, we'll kind of kick it off tomorrow in the IMSA Triple Crown race, the first of them. And a lot of road racing after watching the Xfinity and stock cars on a road track like today. We're not going to have rain, but on Thursday, we'll be at Cyber Thunder and the BladeNode.com Pro Cup Series. We'll be at Sonoma, which I can say running that, I had difficulty at Sonoma in the GTE BMW in the Red Sox Racing League over the summer. And I just started trying to do a warm-up in a session they held tonight in the Mustang Cup car. And my God, that thing was difficult. I mean, it's, you want to overdrive it so many times because you want to drive it like you know how to drive a GTE, but it's obviously not going to work in the stock car. And it looks like how it felt in the rain, but it wasn't raining at Sonoma in iRacing.
Yeah, I haven't. I'll admit, I've not run that track since NASCAR 2003 season. I haven't yet to purchase it, actually. And I don't know exactly how much practice time I get. I'm going to have to put some on. But I remember that track being fairly difficult.
Yeah, a lot of elevation changes. It's not forgiving at all because any runoff place is grass or sand or whatever. I mean, it's just... it's difficult, and we'll see how it goes in the Pro Cup Series for that. I mean, we run a lot of road races, but it just doesn't feel like it translates over into the stock cars, unfortunately, to an extent. I think overdriving it's a big problem. I think that'll be my biggest problem, and you'll probably be right there with me since we run so many GT car races with all the downforce and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a challenge. Thankfully, I pulled up the top 10 this last week, so I'm just looking to finish there. Don't expect to be competitive at all, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and you and I have been running the GT4 car a little more. I actually, while you were out getting ready for the Xfinity race at Charlotte today, I ran the Michelin Pilot Series and got a P5 in the Michelin Pilot Series at Road Atlanta. I know we ran a race last night in that. Struggled a little bit, but those GT4 cars specifically are interesting to drive. Quite a bit different from GTE.
Yeah, it's a little different, a little harder to move them through the corner. They don't want to stick in there just as much. But it's a good learning car, especially if you're trying to develop. I know we've driven the MA quite a bit and done pretty well in that. But when it comes to serious competition, I think that's a good car that we're shooting for. And we have some news on that coming up. I think you put something up with a new recruiter. A lot of our team guys know that anybody else that follows the team.
Yeah, we do have some announcements coming for the GT4 coming in November. And so to kind of wrap up, what would you say? First, I'll ask, talk about the Xfinity race one more time, and then we'll look at the IMSA race coming up in about 20 minutes as we record this. What would you say is the highlight or a highlight of watching, sitting there and watching the Xfinity race at the Roval? Sitting there in the rain, getting through it and watching that pretty long race. Any highlights?
Yeah, I mean, the rain for sure was it stole the show. Let's be honest, that was all you could hear on the announcing over the loudspeakers to see how historical it was. Everyone was out of their element. I don't think there was anybody that knew exactly what they could do with those tires and in this track. A lot of slip, sliding around. Excellent race for the lead there. Pretty dramatic finish. Also, how much speed they're carrying, even on this front stretch. They're going almost 110 miles an hour when they reach the nice section. And then I sit right here where they go from that speed and start braking, so it's a perfect place to hear and see that transition. I think overall the rain and that experience was miserable, technically, from sitting here. They put on a good show.
And it's interesting, actually, I'll point this out just as a personal history for us. The last time, this is the first time you, obviously I'm not there, but first time you've been back to Charlotte Motor Speedway. The last time you and I both were there was way back in 2008, I think, for the All-Star race when it was Nextel. And AJ Allmendinger won the open race. We had pit passes. We were actually down on the ground for driver introductions at the time. And I got to see AJ up close as he celebrated winning the Open. And we were out there kind of in the mosh pit as they did intros. So the last time you were at Charlotte, AJ Allmendinger also won one of the events. So kind of a cool fun fact for us. So the Xfinity race is in the books. You're, as we record this, getting ready to watch the IMSA race. I'm going to watch it on NBC Sports as you're there. Who are you pulling for the IMSA race? What are you looking for there?
I don't have my with me. I saved it in my photos. I'm definitely rooting for Bruno Spengler and that BMW team or the other one. Spengler I'm pulling for because I know he participated in some other events and I watched him in that. But either BMW team and then the Turner Motorsports BMW team to stick with BMW for the GTD. Definitely going to stick with the BMW, be loyal to the cars that we run and the teams that we've been following.
Yeah, that's coming up here. So we'll wrap it up and let you get to it. It's a little difficult to hear, but I think we got it well enough, considering you're live at the track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. So that is it for Into the Apex, a little special episode from Charlotte Motor Speedway Roval. And stay tuned. Check us out at madsimracing.com and keep an eye on what we have going on.
Great Hire is a fast-growing staffing and recruiting agency based in Southern California, in business since 2012. We provide recruiting, payroll, and HR services across multiple business sectors, with special experience in manufacturing and construction enterprises. We have been awarded a spot on the prestigious Incorporated 5000 list of fastest-growing companies in the U.S. for 2 years in a row, 2019 and 2020. Visit GreatHireHR.com for more information. Great Hire HR, a proud sponsor of the Mad Sim Racing Endurance Team.